The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With the all-new Nissan Juke. The coupe crossover by Nissan. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
Welcome back to The Hard Shoulder. Kieran Cudahy with you until 7 o'clock. Now, it is that time of the week when Tom Dunn joins us to talk about the week in music. First up, take a listen to this. Yes, that was the Pillow Queens, and we're playing it, Tom, because you want to talk to us about the Choice Music Prize.
Yes, I do indeed. And Happy New Year, Ciarán, by the way.
Happy New Year to you too.
One of the very small number of people that I've spoken to in 2021, so I want to take the opportunity. The Choice Music Prize was announced yesterday, the 10 bands that, for people who don't know, it's the leading music prize that we have in Ireland. It's kind of our equivalent of the Mercury, and it recognises artistry and great music. It's not a public vote. It's music critics and people who work in radio and TV. And I would describe them as expert fans, basically, people who really love music. And it's quite significant. It's worth, it used to be, anyway, €10,000, which is a lot. But the big thing is the live broadcast of it on RTÉ on March the 4th. And really, the publicity is just an enormous shot in the arm. So they announced it yesterday, and it was no surprise to me that I think it's the strongest year that I've ever seen in the Choice Music Prize. Because I think 2020, if one thing it did, was it seemed to concentrate minds for people who were making music. And it was a really, really strong year for music. So there are bands like Fontaine's DC in there, who've had a UK number two album. Denise Chiley, who's absolutely everywhere and is in the Guardian's tips for 2021. Roisin Murphy, who was on Graham Norton recently and is again an amazing talent. But then new emerging talents like Pillow Queens that you just heard there, Elva Reddy, both of them already features on BBC Six radio quite a lot. And then a thing I always say about lists is a great value to them because it draws attention to albums that might otherwise have fallen through the cracks. And two of them, Niamh Regan and a rapper called Nilo, they're two brilliant albums that I have to be honest, I hadn't paid a huge amount of attention to. Listening to them yesterday, they're gorgeous. Also the Silverbacks, whose album just seemed to escape during July, didn't get much of a push at all, and a rapper called Jello. It's really strong. Any one of them would be a really, you know, deserving winner of it. And there are loads of bands who would probably feel aggrieved. Issa Nessa Francis, Bleeding Heart Pigeons, Ollie Cole, One Morning in August, Luca Bloom. They were all great albums as well. But it's a really strong field.
When do we have a winner?
March the 4th, Thursday, March the 4th. There's going to be a live online gig from Studio 5 and RTÉ. I presume they have the means and the they can do social distance and pull that off. And of course, March the 4th, maybe we'll be living in a whole different world by then with the vaccine.
Oh, God. Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed, yeah. Strong lineup, though. Brilliant albums. And if people go on and Google them, take a listen to them because they're great Irish talents, worthy of our support.
All right. Next up, your album of the week. Take a listen.
I can feel the darkness fall, like the rain against the wind blows. I can hear a memory like a dream outside my window. Even though I know you're gone, I'll have to be alone now. You're here with me every night when I turn on my lights.
Yeah, that was Steve Earle there, Tom. And there's kind of a sad story to this.
There is a bit. Steve Earle, in Ireland, probably a lot of people would know him from The Man Who Wrote Galway Girl, one of the greatest Irish songs of all time, and a brilliant talent. An album called Copperhead Road from him is one of the, I just absolutely adore it. A giant of Americana, that kind of genre of music that's kind of rock and country and folk. So his son was Justin Town Earle, called after Townes Van Zandt, who's his dad's hero. And he was totally a chip off the block. He was a great guitar player, great songwriter, great performer, all of those things. But he was a chip off the old block in another way as well. He had problems with alcohol and drugs, as his dad had have. But sadly, he didn't manage to win that battle. And in August, he died. And almost from an overdose, almost immediately, Steve went into the studio and started to record his son's songs. So he recorded 10 of these songs. And the album got released on January the 4th, which would have been his son's 39th birthday. And they really are great songs. Justin Townsend was a really strong songwriter, and in Steve's hands and with Steve's band, who were brilliant, the strength of the songs really comes across in spades. So I know it's a lot of sadness to that, but the album itself is just full of warmth and love and really great songs. And it's very early days of January, but this is a really strong first album of the week. The songs are beautiful, and you know, you may have to park the very sad story. And the very last song on it is an original song called Last Words, which is, it'll be the saddest song of the year. There's no question about that. It's sad, but there's a joy in it as well, and a celebration of his life, I suppose, really. But the music is beautiful.
All right, look, sounds good. Instead of a gig of the week this week, you're going to give us your moment of the year, no less. Oh, my God. And only 7 days
already.
Into 2021.
7 days in, I know. The standard has been set.
Let's take a listen.
Well, I didn't see much future when I left the Christian Brothers school. So I waved it goodbye with a wistful smile, and I left the girls of June. And sometimes when I'm reminiscing, I see the prefabs and my old friends, and I know that they'll be changed or gone by the time I get home again. And I wish I was under and 17. Yes, I wish I was under and 17.
You want to talk to us about the RTE New Year's Eve show, is that right?
I do. She is Tolu McKay, is her name. Lovely singer from Offaly in her early 20s. RTE Concert Orchestra in the background. And of course, the N17, which is a song by the Saw Doctors, which was a hit for them. Number 2 hit back in 1990. It was part of their New Year's Eve celebration, but I just think every now and again, the talents align themselves in a way that's really, really special. Tolu can really sing. She is an amazing talent. And her backstory is absolutely fascinating. Her mother came here from Nigeria. Her mother was initially in direct provision, trying to set up a base for them here. She's been brought up in Wexford and Waterford and Tullamore. Tullamore seems to be where she kind of found her roots. Performs in a choir in the local Pentecostal church there, but is really an amazing singer. And I think, for the times we're in, that song, the video for it was great. It connected with people who couldn't get home for Christmas. And she just has mastered it and put such enormous feeling and want into it. For me, that is the standard for the rest of the year, lads. Anyone sending me in songs, have a listen to that and ask yourself, is it remotely as good? And if it isn't, don't send it in to me. That's a really high bar. It's set very early. And we're going to hear more from her, I think. Yeah, she's very talented.
Yeah, it sounds absolutely brilliant. Listen, before I let you go, what's your tip of the week, Tom?
It is, today is David Bowie's birthday, would you believe? And this coming Sunday will be the 5th anniversary of his passing. So there's lots of things happening. There's normally a Bowie festival in Dublin that's online this year, but there's loads of still good things for you to enjoy as part of that. And I'll be doing a 2-hour special on Sunday night, obviously, because he was huge to me. I'm still reeling from his loss. I think he was an incredible talent. So 5 years gone and a celebration of his life coming up on Sunday night.
All right, look forward to that. Tom, pleasure to speak to you. As always, we'll talk to you again the same time next week. Stay with us here on The Hard Shoulder. We'll get the latest news headlines. Here's Eamon.